Welcome to Deadly Departed. The do's, don'ts, and dangers of afterlife communication. This show discusses all aspects of afterlife communication, grief and grieving, the paranormal, and of course, parapsychology. There's real stories, scientific discussion, and most of all, real learning from paranormal experts and researchers. Here's your host, author of Deadly Departed, renowned evidential medium and spirit interventionist, Jock Brokaas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jock here, and today we are going to be talking about fake guides. And this is one that a lot of people have asked me. They have, after reading Deadly Departed, they've written in about it. And colleagues of mine have asked me to go more in depth into it. And this is not something that's really easy that you could just, you know, go and learn in a course or a book. It's something I've mentioned many times before that has to be developed over a long period of time. So we're going to get right into what fake guides are and how to recognize them, how to discern them. And I'm going to try and give you as many tips as I can. I think I've got about 12 tips or so that will help you to understand a little bit more of discerning fake guides, because it does happen, and you know, there's many cases of it. So let's get right into it. Okay guys, so welcome back, and as I did mention, we're going to get right into fake guides. And this is something that I have spoken about many times before on radio shows and things that I've been involved in. And so what is a fake guide? And the best way that I can describe it is it's almost like when you remember when you were a young kid and your family tells you, you know, your mother tells you, don't go with strangers, okay? Don't accept sweets from strangers. Don't go, you know, stranger danger. Well, that's the same kind of thing. Now, here's the thing that you need to understand though. Guides on the other side, or spirits on the other side, can read your energy. They can give you information that is true. They can give you information about your past. They can pick up on these things, which helps to develop a certain amount of trust within you straight away. But there's certain little nuances that start to happen over time. Certain things change over time. And you'll find then that that guide, who's claiming to be the guide, is not the guide that they say they are. But a lot of people get duped by it. A lot of people who are developing as mediums, a lot of people who are trying to develop their intuitive senses more, or, you know, that shouldn't be because their lifestyle doesn't really warrant that, can find themselves in a lot of hot water. And as I've said, you know, time and time again, that when mediums are developing, and you know, when we're continually developing, we're also continually developing the relationship with our spirit team, our spirit helpers. You do not just accept words from anyone. And you'll find that even way back in the day when spirit guides were coming through, like Red Cloud, you know, and various other guides, and even Silver Birch had mentioned that you cannot just believe anything that comes through. Everything has to be tested, and you have to take on board what sits right with you and what doesn't. Now, let's break this down a little bit further, because we have spirits that can purport to be guides. They can come across as guides, and they're not. They're just, you know, they can just be basically grounded spirits. And then we have malevolent spirits who are deliberately intent in trying to harm you or control you, you know, having fun at your expense. And then we have, of course, the really, really bad malevolence, the nefarious type that we would know as demonic or demons. And that's the most dangerous, and it's very, very rare. So just don't think that because you might get wrong information from a guide or a potential guide or a spirit guide that they're demonic, because it is incredibly rare that it happens. But should it happen, then it's very, very difficult, because the intelligence is quite phenomenal, Way beyond your intelligence, and they know how to manipulate you easily and how to, you know, test you and how to gain your trust and things like that. So I'm going to give you no particular order, certain signs that you should be looking for, you know, looking for when you're developing or when you're dealing with anything. And these signs are very important, because some you'll be able to know straight away. It'll be like getting hit with a brick on the face. And other times it's a little bit different. It's kind of very gentle, it's very persuasive, and it may go under the radar, so to speak. So, and then of course you have some of these that I'm about to tell you. You will have a number of them happen in synchronistic timings, or you'll have a number of them that will kind of join together and happen. So, as I said, no particular order, but hopefully it's going to help you to understand how you can discern a fake guide. Okay, let's get into it. So, one of the most important things I'd say in recognizing a fake guide is the when there's any communication that's taking place, if you are intuitive at all, or you're utilizing your spiritual capacity or your divine power properly, you will recognize that guide is not backed up by feelings of love, compassion. You can almost feel the subtle changes within yourself, within your being, and it's not backed up with love. It's that feeling that makes you think, hang on, there may be something not right here. There may be something in this. So you have got to get yourself to a point where you can discern this energy, and that takes a lot of time, that takes a lot of development, and that takes a lot of personal understanding, you know, going through personal gauntlets that you've come through and you've developed through. So, you know, that's one of the first things. The first thing basically is the feelings of love and compassion are not there. They do not, the vibration does not match with your vibration. And so that would be one warning sign that you could certainly look at. The other thing is, and let's go, so point two, is when you do make a connection and you think that is your guide, that they start influence you in a way that makes you make choices that you possibly wouldn't have made. And that's not necessarily just saying, you know, you jump with a leap of faith into something or take a risk on something. This is where it's not you. It's not the choices you would have made. It's not that feeling that you would go through. When something is put in your mind to act upon that influence, upon that thought, then you have to get to the point of recognizing, well, that's not really me. I don't think I would go down that route, or I would not normally choose that. So that is point two, is where they're actually influence you and trying to influence you to make wrong choices. The other thing, point three, is them telling you what to do. A spirit guide, an angel, or whatever you, unless they're trying to save your life in some way, they're not going to tell you what to do. In all of the guides that's come through, all these spirit guides that come through over time, through back in the day, none of these guides actually told people, you must do this, this, this. This is how you have to do it. They would give you the information. They would give you the intelligence. They would try and teach you in a way that you would come to the decision yourself, or you would not, it would fit with you. It would fit with you in your mind, your body, and your soul. And so if a guide comes through, or if a spirit comes through and starts telling you what to do in the way that it puts in your mind, you must do this. And unless it's in, as I said, it's something that is for the betterment of you, for, you know, saving your life in some way, then that is another warning sign. And the other thing is that number four, guides will not get you to harm anything or take action negatively against something, because the spiritual law is harm to none. They wouldn't want to harm you in any way, shape, or form. So if you have a guide that is perhaps doing that, or giving you feelings of harm, or giving you feelings that something, you know, feeling good about seeing something that's harmed, guides wouldn't do that either. So And these things, as I said, it's not in any particular order. These things can actually happen at any given time. And it may be that you get really good information, you know, you get names of loved ones, you get things of loved ones, but over that time after that, after you've gained a little bit of trust in that time, then of course things will start to change. So a guide will not promote harm. There's harm, they don't harm anything, there's nothing, you know, that's a nefarious negative spirit that's out to harm. A spirit guide and the right vibration, the right spirit capacity has harm to none, will not, is based on harmony and love and compassion and wouldn't harm anything. A nefarious negative malevolent guide would therefore go down that opposite route. And again, that's just an opposite, as I said before, you know, the opposite things. So the other thing is that a guide, I suppose this is the fifth point, is a guide's always going to promote love and harmony. Love, harmony and compassion. Love, forgiveness and compassion. These are the three tenets that I tend to try and live by. And a guide will always want to promote that. So when you know that you're working with a spirit guide, you have the feelings of love, forgiveness and compassion, and you feel it for other people, and you don't have any negativity towards other people. But of course, if you are being influenced by a negative spirit, if you're being influenced by a negative guide or a spirit who's claiming to be a guide, or even, as I said, you know, could be even worse, a demonic entity, they will not promote love, forgiveness and compassion. They will not want you to understand that or feel that side. So that's really, really another big warning sign. The other warning signs, just moving on quickly because there's a lot to go through, is people talk about, you know, and people who are, I think this would be the sixth point, would be when you hear voices. Now, we talk about in a psychiatric side of things, or when people hearing voices, they're put into some kind of mental obsession or a mental disturbance in some way, but it could actually be spirit intrusion. But often, if it's a negative spirit, if it's a negative being, that voice will be discernible from yours, and it will not have, again, going back to the other aspect, won't have a feeling of love, forgiveness and compassion. And you may start to hear negative voices, you know, things that tell you to harm yourself or harm others. Or the other thing, and this is very subtle, is if you are trying to develop a relationship, or you've begun to develop a relationship with a spirit guide, in your mind, you know, something bad happens, like an accident happens outside, or something happens, tragedy happens, and you start to feel good about it, or you start to not have any feeling there. You know, maybe you're laughing at it, maybe deep inside of you, rather than having that disgust or that upset or anything about it, you actually start to feel the opposite way. And that can also be another sign that there is something trying to influence you in a very gentle and unassuming way. So that would be, I think, the sixth point. And also, the voices won't come from love and compassion, because literally anything that is evil or nefarious cannot stand the light, cannot stand love. Love being the most powerful force in the universe. Love is your greatest weapon. Forgiveness, love, forgiveness and compassion is your weapon. It's your sword of truth. And so anything that is of a nefarious vibration, be it a imposter guide, a fake guide, or of course it being a demoniacal spirit, they cannot keep that bravado up long. They cannot come through like a being of light and keep, you know, make that connection with love and compassion and forgiveness, because it just is like it's like being burned at the stake for a witch kind of thing. So the reality is that the even if you hear those voices and things, they will not be coming of a place of love and compassion. And like I said, you know, making you feel good about negative things in your mind. And I suppose that's actually going to be point seven, really, because that is a separate issue. Because even though all these aspects can be connected, making you feel good about negative things is definitely going to be a sign that something is wrong, because normally your vibration is not like that. Normally your vibration is quite the opposite, and you have an empathy for certain things. But if you start to feel good about bad things, or you start to feel good about people suffering, that could be a telltale sign that you have spirit intrusion as well, or that you have personally developed, you're developing a relationship with a fake guide. And we're actually going to talk about Ouija boards and how this can happen in another lesson, but is there so much to cover here? I don't want to go right into that. But essentially, that connection can take off from the Ouija boards, and you can, after using it, I've had many cases of people who have used the Ouija board, and then all of a sudden they're kind of like, well, I feel as if I'm getting fed from a negative source, like I feel good about something bad happening to someone, or I don't act in the way that I used to act, and you might think, well, it's nothing to do with the board, but this could come later, this could start to come later. So that's another aspect that we'll talk about. So when sometimes people don't realize, this will be the eighth or the ninth step, really, and this is really important, because when you are being influenced, when a spirit has made a connection and started to develop that relationship with you, and you're making a connection on a deeper level, you will start to be influenced. But the influences will already have a certain power over you, because you've developed the relationship over a period of time. And almost, if you imagine, like it's a weed that's strangling a flower, because you have created a relationship there, this level of influence is stronger on you. So that influence will make your thoughts, it'll make you want to take wrong choices. You'll start to go down a path that you would not normally go down. You'll start to think about changing your life in another direction that you would not normally feel right with. And that can be another sign that there's perhaps a bit of spiritual influence there as well. Now remember, not just one thing is going to be, boom, this is what's happened to me, so I must have an obsessive spirit, or maybe there's a demon trying to get to me, or it could be a grounded spirit. You have to look at all these signs in conjunction with everything that happens in your life. All these synchronistic things that are happening that will give you a picture. You can't just take one thing and say, that's it, I'm obsessed. Or a couple of things that happen, that's it, I'm obsessed. Because there's always going to be another aspect. There's always going to be another explanation, a scientific explanation, or an explanation based on your emotions or based on what you're going through and things like that. So, and the other thing that I've had experience of this actually, so we're on, I think, well, the 10th point is, if it really, well, actually we'll save that one. I need to remember that. So save that one to the end, because I want to talk to you about that one. So let me go back to your feelings. Your feelings are more important. So you'll also have, so this will be the kind of the 9th or the 10th. I've lost count anyway. So you'll have a false sense of security. And that's really weird, because the false sense of security can make you, it's a bit difficult to try and comprehend, but you'll feel safe in the negativity. You'll feel safe being in the darkness, the depressive state, or the negative emotion. So, but it'll be quite strange. This is why I'm saying this is very difficult to try and just pinpoint any particular thing, because it depends on who you are spiritually. It depends on how vibrational you are, what level of vibration you're at, and your awareness level, your development of your own divinity is how you feel these things. So it's very difficult when you're feeling a false sense of security. It's a bit strange to explain it, because you'll almost feel safe in the negativity. And that doesn't sound cohesive, I know, but it does happen. It's like a feeling where some people will just be happy in their misery. It's like that. They'll be happy in their misery. And I don't get that, actually. So it's quite crazy. So that is something that's quite difficult to try and understand. The other thing that is a definite giveaway that is really easy to notice is, let me think my train of thought here. So this would be like the 11th, 11th tip here. So is them giving you false information. Now, I said at the beginning that a negative spirit or a demoniacal spirit or even a grounded spirit can read you, and they can give you good information, and that information can validate itself in a certain way. But an ignorant spirit, if you like, or, you know, that would have fun at your expense, could deliberately give you false information so that you take the wrong path, or false information that you think is right but turns out to be destructive or turns out to be negative for you, maybe two steps down the line or one step down the line. A good vibrational, high vibrational being is not going to give you the information that will harm you even down the line, or that will make you, you know, go into a bad situation. Whereas a negative spirit, a nefarious spirit, most certainly will, because they'll get a great deal of fun out of it, and they will find it rather amusing to give you information that seems to be right but causes you suffering at some point, you know, very quickly afterwards, but at some point. But like I said at the beginning, you can have good information that turns to be right and makes you feel good in yourself, and that's giving you that another false sense of security. But what it's importantly doing is gaining your trust, and a spirit can gain your trust in many ways, because it's like someone, you tell someone they're looking good, they're looking fine, or yeah, I believe you can, whatever it is, or you bum them up a little bit, you're making someone feel good and they'll take that on board. And even sometimes you'll make someone feel good, they'll take it and you don't really mean it, but they're unable to decipher that you're actually, you know, giving them a false hope, or you're just playing with their emotions, which is wrong. But at the end of the day, that person still feels really elated because you've even though you didn't mean it, you told them something good. And so this is the same kind of thing when a nefarious spirit or a fake guide that is trying to gain your trust will give you information that is correct. It could be the name of a relative who's passed, or, you know, a very close person who's passed. It could be an event. It will be something that's in your aura, and not necessarily information coming from a good discarnate spirit that can be validated, or that is coming through to give you the validation that they've been around you lately. Or, you know, this is going to be different type of information, different type of, they're just going to grab anything that's available in your energetic field and give you it. And it could be as simple as a name or a loved one or something to gain your trust. And once you've got that trust, then that's when the manipulation and influences and things will start over a period of time. So that's kind of, I think, you know, between 10 and 12, I think about 12 points that you need to think about. There is a lot more to it, but as I said, it can be any one of these in conjunction with each other. But the important thing is, how do you, you know, when you start to feel these things and you start to have an awareness that it might be something negative, how do you thwart it? How do you deal with it? How do you bring this out? Well, first of all, the power is in you yourself, but it's how you live your life. It's how you pray. It's how you see the world. It's how you see others. It's how you see the divinity in others. It's how you are continually aware of trying to do the right thing, about trying to live a life of love, forgiveness, and compassion, emulating all that is good. And so when you're developing your mind, your body, your soul, and you're developing your divinity, not in any new agey type of ways, or, you know, just you being you, and understanding your connection with divine love, understanding your connection with divinity, is building that divine power within you, that awareness, that deeper awareness. And that is your secret to learn and to discern and also protect yourself from these things. Because once you've actually pulled a fake guide out, then you can basically cut them off. A little bit different, you know, if you're dealing with something demoniacal, it's not that easy. You can't just shut it off and that's another lesson. We'll go into that another time. But at the moment, this is what people want to know. How can I find out that I'm dealing with fake guides? And those are some tips that will help you. And the other, you know, like I said, all of these tips, you can't just take one of them and think you're being obsessed or you're being influenced. There has to be a relationship between them. You know, when I'm teaching, I teach about a pyramid of evidence. I teach about pyramids. So if you basically have your base layer and then you have your other layers and everything interconnects, you know, it's the connectivity is there. That's going to give you, if there's a pattern to the influence, there's a pattern to the negativity, then you can be sure that you're dealing with a fake guide. And of course, if you're mediumistic in any way and you're highly developed intuitively, you might know instantly the minute a fake guide comes to you, because why? The vibration is completely different. The vibration does not match yours, and you know instantly because of your development, because of your divine power, you will know instantly that's not who they are. But there are many people that are not at that level that are trying to develop, and they want to develop their spirituality and their spiritual gifts. And so they need to know these things. They need to be aware of how they can tell the difference in influence. Now remember, influence is very subtle, and a lot of people will not notice it. It'll go unnoticed for a very long time. And it might feel as if things are normal. But the other thing that I wanted to get to, like I spoke about before, if it's an intelligence that, and this is what I say, there's a difference when you're talking about an evil spirit, a malevolent spirit, whether you want to call it demon or anything else, there's an intelligence and a will behind them. And they can make things in your life, your life can be tickety-boo and going well, and then all of a sudden there'll be bad things will happen. But normally it's not just one or two. Normally it would be like a domino effect. It will be a number of things over a successive period that continually happen to you. I've had this happen to me over a period of a week or so, week to 2 weeks. I had negative things that happened. Dum bum 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 bum. And I knew that I was under attack. But a lot of people will miss that, and they won't know how to deal with it, and they won't understand that they're under attack, and they'll just basically think, how does the wind go? Well, shit happens. It could be that, just that alone, you know, makes you not aware of it. You just think it's just something normal, or you think it's just something, you know, bad luck that happens in the material world. But the reality is that a lot of suffering and a lot of things that happen in the world that are of a negative disposition, I believe are tantamount to spiritual interference. We are so open, you know, our mind, our bodies and our souls seem to be so open this day. And so many people are diving into trying to develop mediumship, their psychic abilities. And some of them do it a lot with the wrong reasons, even though they say they've got the right reasons, their vibration tells another story. These are the type of people that are also potential targets, as well as people who are depressed or you know, dealing with drugs or even taking drugs or anything like that, or involved in prostitution and you know, there's a lot of bad in the world, but there's a lot of good in the world. And the more that we strive forward, the more that we educate ourselves on more to do with spiritual law, more you know, understanding how we can develop our divinity and our awareness to a high level, it puts us in a position of power, a divine inherent power within us. So develop yourself continually, as I keep saying. Watch the other videos I have on living a clean life and other videos that actually teach you more of this, you know, how to discern and stuff. Living a clean life is really important. And that doesn't necessarily mean wearing a kaftan and sandals, but being aware of your thoughts, being aware of your emotions, being aware continually day by day on the energies and the thoughts that come into your mind. Sometimes these thoughts will not be yours. And it's important that, you know, the for anything that's negatively going to infest you or try and obsess you, it's not going to be phenomena with things flying over the room and stuff. 90% of the time, the battlefield is in the mind. And so that is where you want to strengthen first, is your divine power and your mind. Your mind, your body, your soul. Your body comes later, but your mind and your soul. You want to develop your divine power and the power of, you know, understanding your mind and understand the awareness so that you can pick up on those subtle changes and those nuances. So that's all I can think of at the moment. There's probably a lot more I can go into, and I will do as much as I can. But if you've got any more questions, those are just some little tips, some information that might help you to be able to discern a fake guide and to understand. These guides can come through Ouija boards, they can come through in your dreams. You can ask. Remember as well, when you're asking, you're creating a connection as well, and you're putting the thought out there to the universe that you actually want to communicate, you want a guide. People are so desperate for guides, it's unreal. And if you're so desperate, you're putting that signal out there, you want that guide so badly. Anybody on the other side, depending on your vibration, can answer your call, but it might not be the call that you want to pick up. So think about it. Remember, development means divinity, means developing yourself and your whole, your mind, your body and soul. If you've got any questions, come back, ask me. I'm willing to teach as much as I possibly can to help make you more aware. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe below, because there's a lot more coming. I make these every week. And if you've got burning questions that you want to learn about the paranormal or the afterlife, then ask me, because I won't hold nothing back. I'll tell you as much as I possibly can. Have a wonderful evening, guys, and God bless.
You've been listening to Deadly Departed with renowned evidential medium and author Jock Brocas. Jock Brocas. If you like what you've heard, make sure to pick up a copy of the Deadly Departed book. Don't forget to share the episodes and send in your questions to us about anything paranormal and the afterlife. Tune in next time to Deadly Departed, the do's, don'ts, and dangers of afterlife communication.